Back to Black sets a chart record. Jackson's manager DeLeo dies at 63, and X Factor judges set for charity song. It's Friday the 26th of August. Amy Winehouse's Back to Black album has become the biggest selling album in the UK in the 21st century, the official charts company has revealed. It said her 2006 second album had this week overtaken sales of James Blunt's 2005 work Back to Bedlam. It had sold 3.26 million copies compared with Blunt's 3.25 million. Winehouse's Back to Black shot back to the top of the charts for 3 weeks following her death on the 23rd of July. Dido's No Angel, released in the UK in February 2001, is the third best-selling album of the century with sales of 3.07 million. On Wednesday, it was announced that Tony Bennett would introduce a tribute to Winehouse at this weekend's MTV Video Music Awards. And Michael Jackson's manager Frank DeLeo dies, aged 63. Frank DeLeo, who managed the late Michael Jackson's career during the 1980s, has died in Ohio, aged 63. Publicist Karen Sundell said the music executive died of complications from heart surgery he had 6 months ago. DeLeo worked with Jackson on his hit Thriller album, with the star crediting him as being responsible for turning his dream into a reality. He went on to manage other musicians, including Taylor Dane, Joe Jesse, and Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora. DeLeo's wife Linda and his business associate said in a statement they were deeply saddened by the loss of the legendary, iconic and highly respected music industry figure. And Gary Barlow has teamed up with his fellow X Factor judge Talisa for the next Children in Need single. The Take That star says he's giving the annual charity track a credible makeover by recruiting current chart acts. Tinchy Strider, Chipmunk and Wretch32, who's at number one in the singles chart with Don't Go, all appear on a cover of Massive Attack's Teardrop. It will be released just before the live BBC TV broadcast on the 18th of November. The fundraising single often has a comedy or novelty element, but Gary Barlow says this year he wanted to attract a range of younger grime acts. The original version of Teardrop has been sampled and the lyrics adapted by Wretch32 among others. Talisa, a member of Then Dubs, told Radio 1 DJ Fern Cotton it was fun to work with artists she already knows. She said it's good to be back with the grime crew, the Urban Family. Producer and singer Rat Labyrinth, who was behind Tiny Tempa's Brit Award winning single Pass Out, has also worked on the track. I'll be back again on Monday with more of your entertainment news, but for now, I've been Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.